USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are holding a roundtable discussion on reopening schools. Speaking at the discussion, the president says they don't want governors to keep schools closed for political reasons. At that roundtable, Cameron Vaughn, who's a high school student, says schools being reopened are needed for students across the country.
Coming on behalf of the students, it really means a lot just to be able to get back out, and it means a lot to our emotional health and our mental health just to be out there with our friends, because a lot of us don't have that opportunity.
The United States has formally withdrawn from the World Health Organization. The notice sent to the UN Secretary General, that's according to a White House official. President Trump announced in May that we would be withdrawing from the UN agency over what the president described as pro-China bias. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Many schools are making decisions on the upcoming school year, and Harvard has announced their plan. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more.
As colleges and universities nationwide scramble to figure out fall semester plans amid the coronavirus, Harvard University announced it will only invite 40% of its undergraduate population back to campus when the Ivy League institution semester begins in September. Only first years and students who are unable to complete online coursework at home will be allowed on the campus. Tuition will remain the same at $49,653.
Documents show Hunter Biden still controls a stake in a Chinese investment firm, despite his promise to resign from the company's board and a pledge from his father, Joe Biden, that no one in his family will have foreign business entanglements if he is elected in November. Records show that Hunter Biden owns a 10% equity stake in Bohai Harvest, RST. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Tuesday at the White House, President Trump is participating in a roundtable discussion on how to safely reopen the schools. And according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel, that can be done.
The risk to teachers is so much lower than it is to doctors. This is a service profession. Most of them, if they were asked, would say, I want to teach. It's so limited, online teaching. There's so much lost, especially among our young. Teachers can be protected, and they want to teach. We must reopen schools.
States are also beginning to put out their official plans for getting kids back to school in the fall. Many of them include phasing in by grades and also having school every other day and requiring face masks. And finally, on Monday, shortly after 2 o'clock local time, ESPN's Adam Schefter sent out a tweet like he normally does, breaking some big NFL news. The news, of course, was that Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes had agreed to a 10-year extension. Thing is, Schefter didn't actually have it first. That honor belongs to Katie Camlin, a liquor store employee in Kansas City, who tweeted at 12:21, a front office employee from the Chiefs came in and brought 6 bottles of fine champagne, saying there's a big signing today. He said it's not Chris Jones, so my guess is I'm a Mahomes deal. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.